This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Now, so we feature it, Sanjay, that we have every Tuesday on the mat. Usually it was a health talk Tuesday, but now it's on the mat. And usually it says in just, you know, campus health. And it's no different also on this Tuesday, because right here in studio today, we do have Sister Sithole. We are talking everything, not everything, we are talking about men's health, especially men's health, and specifically cancer, if I'm not mistaken. Sister Sithole, welcome to MET Radio.
Thank you.
Yes. So, what are we talking about now, Sanje? Specifically, why are we talking about cancer when it comes to males?
Okay. June is the Men's Health Month, Awareness Month. So, it's more important that we tackle all the conditions that affect men. No. So, starting with cancer, which is the most prevalent health issue amongst men. That is why today we're talking about cancers that affect men.
Yes, so I think we just can get straight into it. Sizukuthi, what do we have to look out for as abantu besilisa?
Okay, amongst all cancers that affect men, the most common ones are prostate cancer.
Yes.
Bladder cancer, lung cancer, colorectal cancer. It affects men globally. But in South Africa, we have prostate cancer, and which is the most common one, especially from the age of 50 and above. And also we have colorectal cancer, but the lung cancer is the most leading cause of cancer-related deaths. Yeah, and lung cancer is often associated with smoking, exposure to air pollution, asbestos. Even if you are a passive smoker, persistent exposure to air pollution also causes lung cancer, and it is the leading cause of cancer-related deaths. Okay.
Yes.
And the prevalence of cancer, it varies significantly according to race and ethnicity. So white men, they often suffer from prostate cancer, colorectal cancer. The incident rate amongst white men is very high with those cancers. However, the death rate is very high amongst black African men, probably because of disparities in early detection and accessing treatment. So even if it's not that common among them, but the incidence rate of death is high because of those problems.
Very interesting. It could be the white.
Yes, some diseases, they tend to go according to race.
Oh.
Yes, according to race. So like skin cancer, prostate, colorectal is highest amongst white men compared to black African men. But the incidence of death is higher amongst black men, like due to probably lack of access early.
Oh.
It's not common to see a black man coming to the clinic just for screening. Yeah, the screening is done by default when the person is getting sick. When the person is admitted, then when they do the investigations, then boom, there is prostate cancer. That's how most of the time diseases are discovered.
That is interesting. Upinde wathatha ekutheni mostly affects about with lung cancer.
Yes, lung cancer.
Could we say, since we are talking about men, maybe ama cases maningi abantu besilisa ba affectwa lung cancer kunabantu besimam, since we are talking about ama males.
It's not so much about each gender.
Okay.
You can say though that men are more affected, because most of the time it's males who are prone to smoking. Yeah, maybe in 10 people you might find that 8 are men who are smoking, whereas 2 of them are females who are smoking. So because of that, we can say the death rate is high amongst men. But everyone who is constantly exposed to to smoking or passive smoking, air pollution, asbestos, then yeah, they become affected with lung cancer.
Yes. So I don't know, maybe if, we have that, you have that with you, but maybe what are the things that you may look out for? Sisakuyona nje in lung cancer, because maybe it's the most iyona kakhulu etholakalayo kubantu. Maybe what are the symptoms ukwazi ukuthi wabheke so you can go for screening?
More especially because a month ago we were talking more about tobacco smoking, which also causes lung cancer.
Yes.
So the most common symptoms of lung cancer will be persistent cough, and then which ends up sometimes coughing blood. Yeah, weight loss, unintended weight loss, poor appetite. Those are the common symptoms of lung cancer, hoarseness of voice.
And thank you very much, sister. I don't know if you have anything to add, maybe on what you just said.
The thing is, amongst the cancers that affect men, the most common symptoms, they go according to the type of cancer that the person has. Like for colorectal cancer, the person might have stomach abdominal problems, problem when going to the toilet. For number two, you find that there are changes there. There might even be blood there, you know, things like that. So the most important thing to note when it comes to cancer, early detection is very significant in dealing with cancer in order to be able to protect yourself or to beat cancer. Early detection means a lot. It's very important. And taking treatment, you know, it plays a major role in sustaining one's life against cancer.
I thank you very much, sister, for joining us on MET Radio. Hopefully, people are listening and bazokwazi ukuthi bahambe bayo screen nje. I think noma ngabe mhlambe awubona ama symptoms, you can go uhambe uyo screen khona ungekwazi ukuthi uthi yo osuya seku late or maybe sekunzima ukuthi usizakale.
Also, people need to note lifestyle. Lifestyle makes a huge difference with a person's health, you know, taking care of the diet, the food that you eat. Even if you eat junk food, it must be a once in a while thing. Not that every day you are sustaining yourself with junk food. Weight loss. Go for physical activity all the time, because physical activity, it drives oxygen deeper into the cells, whereas cancer cells find it difficult to strive where there is too much oxygen. So physical activity is very, very important.
Yes. Thank you very much, sister. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.